You're listening to 90.9 WBUR. We've just been hearing special coverage of Robert Mueller's congressional testimony from NPR. I'm Tiziana Deering, and this is Radio Boston. Let's do some analysis now. With us is retired federal judge, senior lecturer at Harvard Law School, and WBUR legal analyst Nancy Gertner. Judge Gertner, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Good to be here.
Also joining us on the line from Washington, D.C. is WBUR senior news correspondent Kimberly Atkins. Kimberly, welcome.
Hi, nice to talk to you.
And call us. Have you been following the testimony today? What's your reaction? We'd like to hear from you. Call us at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Okay, Kimberly, let's start with you. You've been covering today's hearings for BUR. What are your biggest takeaways from today's testimony?
Yeah, the biggest takeaway is Robert Mueller did not deliver the sort of movie that Democrats, particularly those who want impeachment proceedings to start against the president, that they wanted. Mueller made very careful decisions going in. He did not. He declined every opportunity or request to read from the reports. He spoke in yes or no questions, and he spent a good deal of time talking about what he was not going to talk about, which isn't what Democrats want. On the other hand, I don't think Republicans really got what they wanted either, because he also didn't engage in the storyline that Republicans and the president have put forward, really questioning the origins of this investigation, saying that it was basically a witch hunt that was brought in order to bring the president down. Mueller did say that this was not a witch hunt, but by and large, he did not lay out this narrative tale of the Mueller report. He kept referring to it, saying yes or no based on what was written in the report, and really didn't leave lawmakers or viewers with some big bang or some big revelation that they didn't have going in.
So no big bangs, no revelations, but did we learn anything new today?
Perhaps if you didn't read the report, you might have. But beyond that, really, no. And I think that is what Mueller telegraphed right in the beginning, back in May, when he made that press conference and said he didn't want to say anything more about the report. He really wanted the report to speak for itself. And if he was ever, called to testify, that he wouldn't go beyond the four corners of the document. He even went a little bit further today. Earlier this week, the Justice Department sent him a letter saying that he was limited in what he could talk about, limited by things like ongoing investigations and claims of executive privilege. So at the beginning, Mueller said explicitly that he was not going to talk about things like the origins of the investigation. Interestingly enough, that in a way, the Trump administration, by issuing that letter, cut off a key line of questioning that Republicans wanted to pursue about the origins of the investigation, things they've talked a lot about, like the Christopher Steele dossier. It was a non-starter from the start. Mueller didn't talk about any of that. So in that way, it was a bit of an own goal. But he was very careful, very measured, only referred a lot to the report, and didn't really engage in that or any other line of questioning in a narrative way.
So let's take some calls. Pat from Framingham, what's on your mind?
Yes, thank you. I listened to the report, most of it this morning, on your podcast and on the radio and on TV. And I think that Mr. Mueller more than made his point, and I'm really sick and tired of the commentators saying that the American public needs movie sound bites in order to get the message. I think we have the message. It's time for an impeachment. It's way past time. I don't know what more Democrats need to hear. I think the American public is convinced, or should be convinced, by what's already been put out there.
Thanks for that, Pat. Let's also take Joe from Reading. Joe, share your thoughts with us.
Yeah, I watched it and listened to it, and I think the Democrats are wise not to impeach him, because his rabid supporters would consider it a coup and an illegal ousting of a president who is an incredible embarrassment. I think it's far better for him to get destroyed at the polls, along with several of these Republicans. I was a Republican all my life, a Lincoln scholar. Lincoln must be spinning like a pinwheel watching what this guy's doing. But no, an election is what we need, not only to wipe out this president by a major vote, but also to take a lot of these sycophant Republican members of Congress, because the Senate will never confirm an impeachment anyway. So it's a useless exercise, and it will only make Trump look like a martyr.
Thanks
when
for,
he is a national embarrassment.
Thanks for that counterpoint to Pat's call, too, Joe. So, Judge Nancy Gertner, we've got two calls. The first one says, how do you listen to this and do anything but impeach? And the second caller says, we can't impeach. This has got to be a matter of an election. What do you think coming out of this? Are we more or less likely to see an impeachment in Congress?
Well, the issue as a matter of law is that clearly that report had information which in any other universe would have been sufficient to begin impeachment proceedings. When you compare the accusations against Nixon, for example, they're not even close to the kinds of accusations and the kind of implicit findings in the Mueller report, and surely not the accusations against Clinton, for example. So there's no question that that could be. The problem here is that I know Mueller, and Mueller was the quintessential prosecutor and thought that he would have more legitimacy if he stayed very strictly in his lane in the report. Just the facts, ma'am. No, nothing really beyond that. Not give it context really beyond that. And that's what he was doing today. It was just the facts and not even reciting the facts from the report. The only context the public was going to get was a context provided by, I thought, Adam Schiff was quite, you know, extraordinary in his comments on the one hand, and then the Republicans on the other. You know, it's like a trial where you just had a witness testify to the facts, but nobody summed up. And Mueller did not sum up, and leaving to the partisans to sum up, and their testimony, their summing up, has less legitimacy than his.
Let's take some more calls. Julie from Fort Lee, New Jersey. Welcome. Tell us what's on your mind.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can, Julie. Go ahead.
Thank you. The Democrats colluded with Russia. Remember, Democrats always accuse Republicans of what they do. The Democrats colluded with Russia. Obama started the whole thing.
Julie,
with,
in what way?
Hillary.
In what way?
I'll tell you. Obama started the whole thing with Hillary and James Clapper, Brennan, Fusion GPS, Glenn Simpson, Perkins Coie, illegal money laundering to make up this fake dossier. We are so happy. Trump is a victim, and he's completely innocent. It's the Democrats. None of you no liberal left-winging show has ever mentioned the collusion is with the Democrats. Hillary Obama colluded with Russia. Come on.
Thanks, Julie. Julie, you've made some...
And we're going to re-elect Trump next year because the Democrat Party is anti-Semitic and racist and bigoted.
Okay, so Julie, you're making some very strong statements now, and I want to give a chance to our panelists to address some of the things that you've said. So I'm not sure whether to start with you, Nancy, or you, Kimberly, but let's begin with the accusations that the Democrats colluded with Russia. Have you been hearing other things like that, Kimberly, and was there any testimony today that supported that line of argument?
Well, there were several lines of questioning that tried to get at the origins of the investigation, particularly things like the Steele dossier and the origins of that, as well as the roles that some particular investigators, such as Peter Strzok, played in the investigation. But as I said, Robert Mueller said from the beginning that he wasn't going to discuss the origins of the report, nor would he discuss specific decisions made during the course of the investigation. And so he didn't answer them. But what I think is exemplified by all the callers so far is what I believe that the ultimate impact of Robert Mueller's testimony is going to be. And I'm not talking about the Mueller report, but I'm talking about his testimony today, which is it's going to lead to everybody, whatever people, most people believed going into it, them believing the same thing coming out of it. There was no bombshell. There was no big new piece of information. There was nothing that really changed the narrative from where we are, where you have across America, the vast majority of people have neither read the report nor done a comprehensive review of the reporting on the report. You have people who support the president and people who support and people who support the Democrats who want impeachment, and people who are in the middle and who don't know when it comes to the Russian investigation. And I think the broad variety of callers that we've already gotten sort of shows what the impact of today's testimony will be.
We've heard strong reaction from callers. What do you think? Join us and tell us what's on your mind about the testimony today at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Let's take another call. Steve's calling from on I-93. Steve, what's on your mind?
Hi, I had a question for the judge. My question is, do you think Robert Mueller can pursue charges on Donald Trump once he becomes a citizen? And do you think that those charges would result in a guilty verdict?
Thanks for that. Thanks, Steve. And Judge Gertner, I'm going to turn to you and invite you to answer not only Steve, but to address the comments of our previous caller who felt very strongly that President Trump was being victimized in this prosecution.
Let me answer the immediate question. Yes, wouldn't be Mueller because Mueller is no longer with the Department of Justice. But yes, there can be charges pursued against Trump. The charges would be concerning obstruction of justice. There are campaign violations, not just the Cohen Stormy Daniels accusations, but there's an open question about receiving assistance from a foreign government in an election. The only issue there will be not just the proof and all of that, but also the statute of limitations. If Trump were defeated in 2020, the statute of limitations will not have run. But if he has another 4 years, there's a risk that the statute of limitations will have run on all of these charges so that he could walk away. So that's one thing. With respect to the Hillary on the one hand and Trump on the other, I wish that everybody stopped spinning the report. The facts of the report, which Schiff said over and over again, should give anyone pause, which are the manifold sharing polling data, which is the Trump Tower meeting, which is talking to Kilimnik about what the election strategy was. Now, that at least goes to Manafort. Does it go any further? And then the parade of people who lied about their relationship to Russia. Why does one do that except as consciousness of guilt? So, I'm not sure there is another side of collusion with Russia. One can disagree with Hillary Clinton and Obama in a host of other ways, but with respect to the Russian ties, everyone scratched their head about it, and that was the basis for this investigation to begin, and there's concrete evidence that something was going on. Now, whether it went all the way up to the president is the question, but that something was going on seems clear.
So the lines are full, so let's take more calls. Patrick from Watertown, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, so I fall out of the way that your commentators are characterizing the quote-unquote two sides. Like, I didn't read the report. After hearing all the information that was brought forth from the questions, and there were excellent questions, I definitely now am, quite convinced that obstruction of justice took place. And I'm hoping that people who sort of fall in my demographic of didn't read the report, was sort of open to both sides, like from listening to this, find that there is enough information, legal specifics about there being obstruction of justice.
Thanks for that, Patrick. Let's invite Susie from Cambridge to talk to. Susie, what's on your mind?
Hi. I just want to say that I listened to most of the hearings today, and I found it really good. But the one part that really got me down was that what Mueller said and was very clear about was that every American should be concerned about the attack on our democracy. This is not a partisan issue. This is about a foreign influence affecting our democracy and attacking our voting. And I am just really ashamed of people that are making it into this partisan issue, regardless of what Trump does or doesn't do. They'll get him on RICO charges. My opinion, they'll get him on RICO charges when he gets out of office. But right now, they really need to focus on stopping the invasion of our elections.
Susie, thanks for that. So Kimberly Atkins, again, as you said, we've got a wide range of really strong feelings from our callers, even somebody who said, hey, I hadn't read the report, but after today, I'm for impeachment. And then Susie saying, well, where were our democratic values in all of this? Did both sides today have strategies that included a sense of what the principles and values of the question at hand should be?
Well, yeah, I mean, I want to start specifically on this issue of Russian interference. And of course, that was the focus of the second hearing today by the the House Intelligence Committee, chaired by Adam Schiff, was focused on what we call Volume 1 of the Mueller report, which talked about Russian interference. And during that part of the hearing, as well as in previous statements that Robert Mueller has made, as well as in the text of the report itself, he has repeatedly talked about the problem that Russia made a collaborative, sustained effort to interfere with the U.S. election, and that is something that every American should be concerned about.
Kimberly, I just want to take a cut on that real quick, because we have Texas Republican Will Hurd's question about Russian election meddling, and here's what Mueller had to say to your point.
In your investigation, did you think that this was a single attempt by the Russians to get involved in our election, or did you find evidence to suggest they'll try to do this again?
No, it wasn't a single attempt. They're doing it as we sit here, and they expect to do it during the next campaign.
So back to you, Kimberly.
Yes, and he also later said, asked if it would be if he expects that campaigns not to report when they have evidence of interference, if that would be the new normal. He says he hopes it's not the new normal, but he fears that it will be. These are things that Robert Mueller has tried to highlight. I think if you ask him, across a table having a meal with him, that would be the top line of what he would talk about when it comes to the Mueller report. But then to your question about whether the strategy of Republicans and Democrats heading into this, that's something quite different. I mean, we should, aside from the fact that Congress on a whole has done very little to address Russian meddling ahead of another election, we don't have any new laws, we don't have any new regulations, there's no indication that there's been any change at the federal agencies in preparing for these elections any differently than before 2016. But the main thrust from every person that I talked to heading into this election in Congress was preparing for how they could get Robert Mueller to frame the obstruction issue, the part of the focus of the first hearing by the Judiciary Committee, which talked about the second volume of the Mueller report, these 10 instances that provided evidence of potential obstruction of justice by the president. That was the main goal of the lawmakers today. It may not be the main goal of what Americans want to hear about.
Or should we get there?
So, yeah, Nancy, go ahead. And I do want to say that the lines are full, but we have limited time here. So listeners, I'm sorry we're not getting to all of you, but tweet us at Radio Boston or come to WBUR.org and leave us your comments. Judge Gertner, please go ahead.
What is really troubling here is that to some degree in the back and forth about whether Trump should be impeached, the Republicans are diminishing the importance of the Russian interference and the Democrats are emphasizing it. And Trump himself doesn't want to talk about past or future Russian interference for fear that it delegitimizes his election. So we're not addressing this in part because we're addressing everything else, and that's incredibly troubling. But I have to say again, if you read the report and even just listen to Mueller, the notion that to some degree having, like a baseball player trying to hit it out of the park, you forget that someone got to first base. But the effort to sort of see if this is impeachable and Trump should be impeached really masks the stuff that was disclosed in the report, which has to be troubling to every American. Whether it went all the way up to the president or just down through the Trump family, it has to be of concern to every American. And that's the problem here.
All right. And Kimberly, last word to you. In a couple of words, did today change anything?
I doubt it. I mean, we will have to see. We will see as public opinion comes in. We will see as Democrats react, whether we see more Democrats, roughly about a third, say they support at least starting impeachment proceedings to dig into this further. We will see if that number grows. But there is nothing that I could tell so far in the immediate aftermath that really moves the needle here.
WBUR senior news correspondent Kimberly Atkins. Thanks, Kimberly.
Always good to join you.
And retired federal judge, senior lecturer at Harvard Law School, and WBUR legal analyst Nancy Gertner, thanks.
Good to be here.
You've been listening to special coverage of the Robert Mueller testimony today. I'm Tiziana Deering. Tune in tomorrow for more Radio Boston and stay with WBUR for All Things Considered.